This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. During a joint meeting last Thursday night, the Campbell County Public Land Board asked the city and county for $405,000 to make some updates and repairs to Camplex before the National High School Finals Rodeo in July. The punch list to prepare for the event ranges from equipment to painting buildings at the facility. In the interest of time, the city council and county commissioners said each of their boards would discuss the funding request and aim for a decision next week. The Wyoming Innovation Center is due to open its doors at the old Fort Union Mine just north of Gillette. As reported in the news record, the idea of building a place where people could do advanced research on advanced carbon products using Powder River Basin coal at one point was just a dream, but now the Wyoming Innovation Center will have its grand opening on June 14th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Adult Treatment Courts, since their inception, have helped more than 250 graduates change their lives for the better. The program and others like it around the state have saved Wyoming millions of dollars in expenses. A cost-benefit analysis looked at the numbers and determined that for every dollar invested in supervised treatment programs, the state saves $1.50 the first year and almost $7 a year after 5 years. Campbell County has an average success rate of 95% as compared to the national average of only 60%. About 1,500 elementary school kids will soon have their first experience in STEM at the Campbell County School District's first interactive showcase at Camplex coming up in May. Community members and parents are all invited to take part in what is expected to be a phenomenal inaugural event. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.